Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Mary, the Mother of God, has been appearing with a greater frequency and urgency from 1830 until now. I think what is most powerful about Marian apparitions is that if the Mother of God is real, then Jesus is real, and then everything has to change. Today I want to share with you the reported apparitions of Our Lady to four young girls at Garabandal, Spain, from 1961 to 1965, which began on this day, July 2nd, 1961. This reported apparition is not approved and is not condemned. It is still under investigation. In 1992, Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI, wrote that the supernatural character is not clear, which means the question of Garabandal remains open. However, St. Padre Pio, while not the magisterium or the local bishop, wrote a letter to the girls of Garabandal saying, "O blessed girls of Garabandal, they don't believe in you or your conversations with the White Lady. They will believe when it is too late." Now, like Fatima, the appearances of Mary to the young girls at Garabandal were preceded by that of St. Michael, who prepared them to meet Our Lady. Then, on October 18, 1961, Mary appeared to the children, giving them this message for the world. "We must make many sacrifices, do much penance. We must visit the Blessed Sacrament frequently. But first, we must be good, and unless we do this, a punishment will befall us. The cup is already filling, and unless we change, a very great chastisement will befall the world." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are three essential parts to the message of Garabandal. First, a worldwide warning, otherwise known as the illumination of conscience. Then, a miracle for all to see with a permanent sign. And third, a worldwide chastisement. But first, the warning. At one moment, God will show every person on earth the exact state of their soul as an opportunity for conversion. Jacinta of Garabandal states, "The warning is something that is first seen everywhere in the world and then is transmitted into the interior of our souls. It will last for a very little time, but will seem a very long time because of its effects within us. It will be for the good of our souls in order to see ourselves, our conscience, the good we have failed to do and the bad we have done. Then we will feel a great love toward our Heavenly Father and ask forgiveness for all our offenses. The warning is for us to draw closer to Him and to increase our faith. One should prepare for that day, but not await it with fear. God does not send things for the sake of fear, but rather with justice and love. He does it for the good of His children, so that they might enjoy eternal happiness and not be lost." So the warning will be, first, some external event in the sky, like the collision of two comets. Then will come the interior illumination of conscience, in which God will reveal to every person on earth the exact state of our soul as it stands before God. This will be an interior revelation of all the good we have done or failed to do, and all the sins we have committed, and the further consequences of those sins. This personal revelation of the state of our soul while we are alive is a great mercy. It's an opportunity for conversion while there is still time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Then will come the miracle for all to see, which will result in a tremendous outpouring of grace and healings at the apparition site in in Garabandal. One of the four girls, Conchita, testified, "The Blessed Virgin advised me of a great miracle, saying God our Lord would perform it through her intercession, just as the chastisement will be very, very great in keeping with the needs of the world. The Blessed Virgin has told me the date of the miracle and what it will consist of. I am supposed to announce it 8 days in advance so that people will come. The Pope will see it from wherever he is. The sick who are present at the miracle will be cured and sinners will be converted. It will coincide with an event in the church and with the feast of a saint who is a martyr of the Eucharist. It will take place on 8:30 on a Thursday evening, and it will be visible to not only those in the village, but also to those in the surrounding mountains. It will be the greatest miracle Jesus has performed. There won't be the slightest doubt it comes from God and that it is for the good of mankind. There will be no doubt in the mind of anyone who sees this great miracle, which God our Lord will perform through the intercession of Our Lady. And let us see if the world changes, so that the chastisement may be averted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third part of the message of Garabandal is a worldwide purification. Our Lady made known to the children that if the world did not turn away from sin and return to God, that it would bring down upon itself this worldwide purification. Now, what is the purpose of a message of purification? First, God does not punish us. He doesn't need to, because we are oh so good at punishing ourselves. God leaves us free. By good choices, we reap good consequences. By evil choices, we reap evil consequences. And these affect the good and bad alike: war, famine, persecution of the good. The purpose of the message of chastisement is this: the future is not irrevocably set. Now, we can't change the world events by watching the news. but we can change world events and help save souls if we will respond to the call of Our Lady with personal prayer, with personal conversion, with a deeper love for Jesus in the Eucharist. And this message of a love for the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist was highlighted in a miraculous way at Garabandal in July of 1962. 2 weeks in advance, St. Michael the Archangel promised he would bring about a public miracle. He told the girls it would happen on the night of July 18th or the early morning of the 19th. And it did. At 1:30 a.m. on July 19th, surrounded by hundreds of people, Conchita knelt down, extended her tongue, and all of a sudden a host appeared for all to see and was captured on 8mm video. Similar to the way that the angel brought communion to the three children of Fatima, Michael the Archangel had brought the Eucharist to Conchita in a visible way for all to see. And this miracle was to call our attention to the reality of the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and to call us back to belief in the real presence and to love for the real presence of Jesus in communion. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Every one of us at the moment of our death will experience our particular judgment, where our whole lives will be made manifest to us in the presence of God, all the good that we've done, all the bad that we've done, all the good that we've failed to do, and at that moment, there will be nothing that we can do about it. The message of Garabandal is that God, in His great mercy, will give everyone in the world a warning, an illumination of conscience, where we will see the exact state of our soul now, This is a great mercy, because if we respond, we can do something about the state of our soul now. But we shouldn't wait for whether this warning will happen or not happen, because every day it should be our practice to do an examination of conscience. We need a little illumination of conscience every day. Honestly, I don't really care whether Garabandal is true or not true, whether this happens or not happens. Why focus on this? As a reminder of the great importance of a daily examination of conscience and frequent confession. If we would practice daily examination of conscience and monthly confession, we will be totally prepared for our death and our particular judgment. And not only that, we'll become free from our sins, we'll become happy, and we'll become a heck of a lot easier for the people to live with around us. So how do we do a daily examination of conscience? Very simple. Take 2 minutes every day. Thank God for at least 10 things that come to mind. Then look back at your last 24 hours and acknowledge honestly what you have done that was wrong or you failed to do that was right. And then ask yourself, why did I do that? Was it pride? Was it vanity? Was it envy? Was it anger? Was it sloth? Was it greed? Was it gluttony? What was it lust? Pinpoint which deadly sin it comes from, because that's the root. You got to get to the tap root or the weed keeps growing. And then write down your examination of conscience, put it somewhere, and once a month, take that notebook, that file, whatever out, and go to confession. Our Lady said that the entire church and the world could be healed by monthly confession, which is precisely what she called for at Fatima with First Saturdays of Reparation. Let's make a daily habit of an examination of conscience and the habit of monthly confession. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I think we should hit head on four sins that people are not addressing.
Wow, okay.
Drinking for the wrong reason and drunkenness, that's one. Two, missing mass. Three, watching bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And four, gossip.
Yeah, those are really good. Well, very bad, but really good points.
Yeah.
I think those are probably the biggest overlooked sins.
Yeah.
Because they tread a line where I think a lot of Catholics make a mental exception for it, where you can argue for it and make an excuse for yourself.
Yeah, we make a lot of excuses. Let's take this first one. The abuse of alcohol. Now, first of all, it is gravely sinful to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know that it's gravely sinful to get drunk, and then you get drunk, now it's a mortal sin.
Mm-hmm. That's why people don't want to know that it's a mortal sin.
That's right. That it's a grave sin.
Mm-hmm.
Grave
sin. Oh, I see. Yes.
Mortal sin takes three things. Grave matter. And you do it knowingly,
mm-hmm,
and willingly. That's how you get a mortal sin.
It's just a grave sin.
Drunkenness is a grave sin.
Is that because it's only detrimental to yourself? Why is it not a grave matter?
Drunkenness is grave matter.
Okay.
But it doesn't become a mortal sin until you know it was grave.
Okay.
And and you've done it willingly. Takes those three together.
Mm-hmm.
So drunkenness is a grave sin, can be a mortal sin. Now, what most people don't realize is that to drink alcohol for the purpose of affecting our feelings and our thoughts is sinful.
Mm-hmm.
To use alcohol to affect the way you think and feel is wrong. If you drink in order to relax, to deal with stress and overwhelm, to deal with pain, to deal with boredom, if you drink as an escape, basically, if you drink to affect the way you think and feel, that's wrong.
And it's, moreover, a waste of good alcohol.
It is not the purpose of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't use any drug to control our soul.
Mm-hmm. It was really sad. Last night, I just turned 21 about a week ago, and I went to a bar and I ordered really, really nice whiskey, just like a single of really, really nice whiskey. And the bartender, his first response was, "Oh, that'll get you drunk." And I guarantee I paid way too much money to get drunk on a thing like that. To not enjoy that whiskey would have been the saddest, most disrespectful use of a good drink like that.
But
he expects that.
But that's the whole, there's the twofold problem. People think that the purpose of drinking is to, mm-hmm, alter the way you think and feel.
Yeah.
In drunkenness. When the purpose of drinking is to enjoy the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I eat a specific dessert? Because I like that dessert.
Yeah. If you really like a meal, you're not going, it's not like an eating competition. You're not going to just down the whole thing. You want to take it slow and you want to taste it. You want to actually appreciate the art of cuisine, the creation of that meal.
That's exactly right. Drinking is for appreciation. Mm-hmm. It's for delight. It's because I like this specific type of whiskey. I like this wine. I like this wine the way it goes with this food. I like the way this beer enhances this Indian food.
Mm. Well, that's why pairing is so important. It can actually change the flavor palette of a meal It can be really beautiful. It adds a different dimension. They can also be palate cleansers. There's a lot of good uses.
A digestif,
an aperitif.
They have real that. So first of all, we have to look at, why do I drink? Do I drink because I like the taste of this beverage?
Mm-hmm.
That this beverage enhances this meal? Or am I drinking because I just don't know how to have a conversation with, I don't know how to relax without
you
it.
You want to intentionally diminish your ability to make decisions so that you don't have to take accountability for them. I feel like I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, it was fine. I was having fun because I was drunk. And it's, no. You just don't want to take accountability for that.
So in our examine, we need to examine the way we use alcohol. Alcohol in itself is not evil. But we can abuse it very easily. Second, skipping mass. I'm amazed at the number of people who are good people who skip mass.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is skipping mass a big deal? And I was thinking about this. We're supposed to love God. And what does God need? God doesn't need anything. But what does he want? Well, what do I want? I want to spend time with my grown kids. Mm-hmm. I really like my grown kids. So imagine if I said to my grown kids, hey, I'm available this weekend on Saturday night. I'm available Sunday morning for breakfast, for brunch, for lunch, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. I would love to just see you. Mm-hmm. Could you come by sometime? And they would say, oh, yeah, maybe if it's convenient. And then the weekend rolls around and no one comes to see me. And on Monday, I call them and say, what happened? And was there some emergency? And they would say, no, you know, I just didn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's a relationship killer.
Oh, you think that. I do that to you all the time. That's not true, but I understand. I know the feeling of someone else canceling last minute on you, and it's very upsetting because you immediately know you don't care that much, especially
exactly.
If there was no emergency. They're just, I just didn't want to come. I've had that happen like four days in a row with the same friend where they were like, I'm not even going to let you know if I'm coming or not. So I'd wait up, I'd make dinner. I was waiting hours. They just didn't appear. And they're like, oh, I just, you know, got kind of tired. Didn't think about letting you know. Didn't show up. And that genuinely ended that friendship. I was like, if you don't want to see me, you never have to see me again. But I'm certainly not going to.
So why is skipping mass a grave sin? Because it's a relationship killer.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
It says, I'd rather be doing nothing than being with you.
Oh, that's brutal, but it's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, the third one, gossip. Many saints, like St. Francis de Sales, says that with gossip, we commit three murders.
Mm-hmm.
Because we kill our own soul. We kill the soul of the person that we make listen to the gossip. And we kill the reputation of the person we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And our reputation is as important as our life.
And it's brutal. I think most people do it for entertainment. And
yeah.
I say this even with myself. I actually have a question because I've struggled knowing the line for gossip when it comes to sometimes you really need advice from someone.
That's
I've
different.
I've come to crossroads where I know that I can't make a decision in a very grave matter without the advice of another. But there's a certain line where there's details that you have to share to give context to your decision. And
that's different.
Where is the line?
Well, what is the intention by sharing with a confidant whom you trust to gain the wisdom to do the right thing? What's the intention there? It's to do the right thing.
Mm.
But what's really the intention with gossip?
Yeah, you're right. It's perhaps to bring someone else down, perhaps to make yourself feel better, or just, again, to fill the space. Because gossip is, it's really juicy conversation. If you feel like you can't have a good conversation with someone, gossip about someone else, and
yeah.
Suddenly everyone's very engaged.
But it flows from envy, and envy is to tear somebody down to raise yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
There's the root cause of gossip, the root deadly sin. Now, I think the fourth one that we got to hit is that people are watching a lot of stuff on whatever platform that's either a waste of time and preventing them from, number one, spending time in prayer, number two, being with the people
yeah.
they should be, And we're watching a lot of stuff that's very destructive for our souls.
Absolutely. I don't think you even understand the extent to which that's true.
Share with me. Explain with me.
I mean that, A, there is so much content that it would be better to stare at a wall. Just not even because it's evil, just because it's that boring and useless that people just want to fill the time. And I even feel that. I feel that a lot with YouTube, where there's so much where I'm like, this content is meaningless. It adds nothing to my life, but I want sound in the background. Yeah. I need something around. And I think that kind of content is dangerous in its own right.
Yep.
But that media in general, TV especially, even more so than movies, I think, has become so explicit. It's crazy.
Explicit.
I thought there were things that legally you can't show on TV, and there are. But because of streaming now, there's almost no rules, almost none at all. And I think my generation tends to forcefully desensitize themselves to that because they're constantly seeing it. So they're like, I shouldn't feel uncomfortable seeing this on TV, whether that's violence or anything. I don't know the proper word.
But. Yeah. No, it's this is deadly to our soul.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we got to do an examination of conscience. Look back over our 24 hours. What did I watch? What did I say? What did I drink? How am I using my time? Because the more that we live the way God designed us, the happier we'll become and the less complex life will be.
And I will say, I think, if you're like me, you might make the grand excuse of this pride, this approach that's, I can handle that. I can watch this and still be good. It won't get under my skin. I won't see the world that way. Or I can handle this drink. I can handle this or that. I can be around gossip and it won't get under my skin. But these things do change how we think and feel. You can try to keep your head above it, but if it's always around you, eventually you're going under the water.
Yeah. Immersing yourself in temptation is quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
Immersing oneself in the occasion of sin.
Yeah. Don't think you're going to stay above it.
No, it's quicksand. Thanks for the conversation.
That was lovely.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.